Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So I don't know about you guys, but I am inundated with ads. And these ads come up in Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, and then you get ads via email and all this other stuff. And what they're promising is, we're going to make you rich, right? Just go through this Facebook training and you'll learn how to make millions of dollars online. And just, you know, hire this SEO company. We'll bring you to number one on Google, right? And all these people are sitting here making these promises, right? But enough with the promises. What you need, what you want, is results. So today I want to talk about creating a value proposition. What is a value proposition? Well, it is, if you do A, you will get B. All right? One of the things I do in my Bacon system, which is my new book coming out, and it's also a group coaching class, but it's a philosophy. And the philosophy is, if you do A, you will achieve B. So let's start off and look at where that comes from. Over the course of the last 3 years, I've been working with a lot of small businesses and basically helping them to understand to stop spending money on Google ads, stop spending money on SEO services or Yelp or Yext or whatever the latest and greatest thing coming out says that they can make you number one on Google. And the reason they do that is because they know that that's your desire, all right? And they're really good at selling you the concept, but they're not really good at showing you the results. So part of the Bacon system is this. There's something called the marketing trifecta. And this is the thing that I've learned over the course of working with all these different clients. First and foremost, it starts off with having a killer website. What I mean by a killer website is a series of landing pages that answers the questions and creates curiosity enough to get some kind of action. Generally speaking, fill out a contact form or pick up the phone or email us. So having a killer website is where it all starts. You can take SEO and Yext and all this other stuff and drive a ton of traffic to a website. But if the website does not deliver or does not communicate that value proposition, then when people get to your website, they just go, okay, I don't get it, and they leave. So if your website is not solid, if it doesn't have some kind of answer to a question or provide some sense that you're the right solution for people, you could drive all the traffic you want to it, and it ends up dead. Okay, so that's number one. How do you create a landing page, a place, a home where people are going to get to that's going to make them feel comfortable? Well, one of the ways to do that is testimonials. Get testimonials from people. Get video testimonials from people. When you create a video testimonial, you can put that up on YouTube, and then you can put it on your website. But you can also convert that video testimonial into an audio testimonial, and then you can have it transcribed. So now you've got three opportunities to use a happy customer as somebody who's going to help you to propel your business to the next happy customer. So having killer landing pages that answer questions, that really deal with the issues, when somebody shows up and says, what's in it for me, they get it when it's all said and done. That's number one. Number two, the second principle of the marketing trifecta is analytics. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is why understanding analytics is so incredibly important. I worked with one customer who had thousands of visits to their website, and they were working with the Yellow Pages. And they actually brought me in to meet with the Yellow Page guy to kind of be a translator, so to speak, to say, okay, is what they're saying accurate? So the guy says, hey, we're driving all that traffic to your website. Well, I was able to go in and look at Google Analytics and figure out that out of tens of thousands of visits to their website every single month, you know how many the Yellow Pages drove? Three. That's it. three. But they were making the customer feel like they were the thing behind all this traffic. What does traffic mean anyways? Are they getting to the right pages? Are they taking action? Can you set goals and say, okay, did they get to my thank you page? Did they purchase something? Did they pick up the phone? Did they fill out the contact form? You want to be able to see the flow of how people go through your website. So let's say you get them to that absolute perfect landing page. Are they clicking the button to go to the contact us page and fill out the form? Are they filling out your email requests? What are they doing? So that's really it. Results have to be measured, and that's what Google Analytics does. When your website is killer and it's working, you can actually measure what's happening on it by using Google Analytics. Now, the third part of the marketing trifecta is content marketing. Content marketing means you're generating content that you can share across the internet that is driving traffic back to your website, and now you can measure what's happening with that. It can be in many different forms. It can be videos. It can be blogs. It can be a podcast like this. It can be many different things. But as you're generating that content, you're basically creating an arsenal. Lots and lots and lots of things that you can repurpose and use over and over again. You can convert an audio podcast into text simply by sending it out to a transcription service. You can create videos that can be converted into audio, then converted into text, then turned into a book. As a matter of fact, I wrote the Bacon System book by first creating my course. It's an online course that I teach. Go to baconcoach.com/home. You can learn about it. It's a group coaching thing that I bring people into and teach them how to be self-reliant in their own marketing. So the book was actually written after I created all that content. I created the 12 modules, I taught it, and then I actually wrote the book around how that worked. So as you can see, creating content is more about creating assets, creating things that you can use to generate more business. Why would you do something once and throw it away? Especially in the marketing world, you want to create things that's going to help you propel your business. So that's essentially what I teach in the marketing concepts inside the Bacon System. Now, there are three major components. You got the marketing trifecta, the next thing is content creation, and then the last piece of this is content distribution, distributing your content via email marketing, via social media, and all of that is to drive people back home and then use analytics to measure it. So that's the key to getting results, is you controlling your own media, you controlling your own messages. Realize that when you post things to social media platforms, you don't own it. If Facebook wants to take you down today, they can. Same with Twitter, same with LinkedIn. You don't control that. So by producing your own content, having it on your own website, you're building a legacy of information across the internet that eventually will drive people back to your web pages and hopefully convert into sales. So that's it. Enough with the promises. I don't want to hear about how SEO guys are going to put you number one on Google, because if you don't have great content inside of your website that has the right calls to action, that has the right answers to people's questions that they can get just by skimming the page, then you're missing the point. Also, if you're not measuring what's happening using Google Analytics or some kind of measurement tool, then you're missing an opportunity to see, are your efforts working? What are people doing? What do they like? What do they dislike? Where are they consuming your information? And then finally, creating your own content is incredibly important, because that's the thing that draws people back to your website and keeps you top of mind for potential customers, for current customers, whoever it is. So hopefully you can see how all of this stuff works as a system. Enough with the promises. What you really need and want is results. So I hope this sparks something in you. I hope you understand how that complete system is the thing that's going to help you propel your business forward. And the cool thing about it is, whether you get the book, whether you take the class, once you learn the concepts, you now own it. It's repeatable. It's a system that you can do over and over again to propel your business.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.